ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर नंबर 15 एंटाइटल डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड टेक्स्ट नंबर 26 तद्विश्वगुर्वधिकृतं भुवनैकवंद्यं दिव्यं विचित्र विबुधाग्र विमानशोचि आपुः परां मुदमपूर्वमुपेत्य योग मायाबलेन मुनयस्तदथो विकुण्ठम् तद्विश्वगुर्वधिकृतं भुवनैकवंद्यं दिव्यं विचित्र विबुधाग्र्य विमानशोचिः आपुः परां मुदमपूर्वमुपेत्य योग मायाबलेन मुनयस्तदथो विकुण्ठम् तद्विश्वगुर्वधिकृतं भुवनैकवंद्यं दिव्यं विचित्र विबुधाग्र्य विमानशोचिः आपुः परां मुदमपूर्वमुपेत्य योग मायाबलेन मुनयस्तदथो विकुण्ठम् तद्विश्वगुर्वधिकृतं भुवनैकवंद्यं दिव्यं विचित्र विबुधाग्र्य विमानशोचिः आपुः परां पुदमुपेत्य योग मनयस्तदथो विकुण्ठम् तद्विश्वगुर्वधिकृतं भुवनैकवंद्यं मतजीस तद देन विश्वगुरु बाय द टीचर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अधिकृतम प्रिडोमिनेटेड भुवना ऑफ द प्लैनेट्स एक एलोन वंद्यम वर्दी टू बी वर्शिप्ड दिव्यम स्पिरिचुअल विचित्र highly decorated vibhudagriya of the devotees who are the best of the learned vimana of the airplanes shochihi illuminated apuhu attained param the highest mudam happiness apurvam unprecedented upetya having attained yogamaya by spiritual potency, balena, by the influence, munayaha, the sages, tat, vaikuntha, atho, tat, vikuntham, Vishnu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus the great sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana and Sanat Kumara, upon reaching the above mentioned Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, by dint of their mystic yoga performance, perceived unprecedented happiness. They found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated airplanes, piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha, and was predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without a second. He is above everyone. No one is equal to Him, nor is anyone greater than Him. Therefore, He is described here as Vishwa Guru. He is the prime living entity of the entire material and spiritual creation and is Bhavanaika Vandyam, the only worshipable personality in the three worlds. The airplanes in the spiritual sky are self-illuminated and are piloted by great devotees of the Lord. In other words, in the Vaikuntha planets, there is no scarcity of the things which are available in the material world. They are available, but they are more available because they are spiritual and therefore eternal and blissful. The sages felt an unprecedented happiness because Vaikuntha was not predominated by any ordinary man. The Vaikuntha planets are predominated by the expansions of Krishna, who are differently named as Madhusudana, Madhava, Narayana, Pradyumna, etc. These transcendental planets are worshipable because the personality of Godhead personally rules them. It is said here that the sages reached the transcendental spiritual sky by dint of their mystic power. This is perfection of the yoga system. The breathing exercises and disciplines to keep health in proper order are not the ultimate goals of yoga perfection. The yoga system, as generally understood as Ashtanga Yoga or Siddhi, eightfold perfection in yoga. By dint of perfection in yoga, one can become lighter than the lightest and heavier than the heaviest. One can go wherever he likes and can achieve opulences as he likes. There are eight such perfections. The rishis, the four kumaras, reached Vaikuntha by becoming lighter than the lightest and thus passing over the space of the material world. Modern mechanical space vehicles are unsuccessful because they cannot go to the highest region of the material creation, and they certainly cannot enter the spiritual sky. But the perfection of the yoga system, one not only can travel through material space but can surpass material space and enter the spiritual sky. We learn this fact also from an incident concerning Durvasa Muni and Maharaj Ambarish. It is understood that in 1 year, Durvasa Muni travelled everywhere and went into the spiritual sky to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. By present standards, scientists calculate that if one could travel at the speed of light, it would take 40,000 years to reach the highest planet of this material world. But the yoga system can carry one without limitation or difficulty. The word yogamaya is used in this verse. Yogamaya balena vikuntham. The transcendental happiness exhibited in the spiritual world and all the other spiritual manifestations there are made possible by the influence of yogamaya, the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripashindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So here till 25th verse of this chapter, Brahmaji completed the description of the kingdom of God, spiritual world, Vaikuntha. So from 26th verse onwards, he is describing the entry of the four Kumaras into Vaikuntha. Right? There comes the description of the Supreme Lord as Vishwaguru, and then Bhavanaika Vandyam. So these are some of the Sanskrit words which are used to describe the personality of Godhead, as we just read in the purport. Actually, today Gaurasharan Prabhu is supposed to give the class. Just an hour back, I came to know he is not well, he is sick. So I just picked up my third canto notes and came here. So the context of this current verse and episode is that we see in the third canto, 14th chapter, Diti and Kashyapa unite at a wrong time, and Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu enter Diti's womb. Right? As they were present in the womb only, there was a lot of darkness created in the universe. Right? So many natural calamities are occurring. So all the demigods got bewildered. So actually Diti was holding the pregnancy for 100 years, right? So that these demons in her womb would not come out of her womb and torture the demigods. And also it is predicted that these two demons would be killed by the Supreme Lord. So Diti wanted to delay that killing by hiding the babies in her womb only, not allowing them to come out. So like that she managed to hold the pregnancy for 100 years, right? But it is creating a lot of disturbances to the demigods. So all the demigods went and approached Brahmaji. Interestingly, when they approached Brahmaji, so Brahmaji said, just introductory verse, he said, four Kumaras are your predecessors. Sometimes they travel through the material sky and spiritual sky without any definite desire. That's how he began his reply. When all the demigods were tortured by this darkness and natural calamities, okay, in the universe, they approached Brahmaji, and Brahmaji is beginning his pacification or consolation or explanation or description of the problem with this verse, right? 12th verse of this chapter. Then from 13th verse onwards, he describes Vaikuntha. Right? Ekada bhagavato vaikunthasya amalatmanah yayur vaikuntha nilayam sarvaloka namaskritam. So verse by verse, he is giving the description of the spiritual world, heavenly planets, and the residents of the, not heavenly planets, much superior to heavenly planets, right? Vaikuntha. So, yayur vaikuntha nilayam sarvaloka namaskritam. So these four Kumaras, they were traveling and they once entered this Vaikuntha planet, right? Which is sarvaloka namaskritam. Even heavenly planets also, along with their residents, they offer obeisances to this planet, sarvaloka namaskritam. Then vasanti yatra purushaha sarve vaikuntha murtayah ye nimitta nimittena dharmena rayadhayan harin. So what is the job profile of the devotees, Vaikuntha vasis, who are staying in Vaikuntha, the residents of Vaikuntha? Vasanti yatra purushaha sarve vaikuntha murtayah. All of them are having a form which is similar to Vaikuntha, which is similar to Supreme Lord Vishnu only, four-handed form. Right? Ye animitta nimittena dharmena aradhayan harin.
So without any desire, this phrase has to be underlined, without any personal, materially motivated desire, they are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, in Vaikuntha. That is the job profile of the residents. And they go on, Brahmaji goes on to describe various features of Vaikuntha planets. Vaimanika, Salalana, Charitani, Shashwat, Gayanti, Yatra, Samalakshapanani, Bhartu. As yesterday, Gauram Prabhu also beautifully explained. So each of them has a airplane along with a consort, and they are nicely wandering in the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha sky. Doing what? Gayanti yatra kshamala kshapanani bhartu charitani shashwat. So eternally they are just glorifying the activities of Supreme Lord Hari. That is their enjoyment there. Antarjalena vikasan madhumadhavinam gandhena khandita dhiyopyanilam kshipantaha. Although the beautiful fragrance of the Madhavi flowers of Vaikuntha is entering their nostrils, they are not getting distracted by it, right? Or even if they get distracted, they condemn that distraction and they focus on the glorification of Krishna. So that is the beautiful attitude of all the devotees who reject sense gratification, which is amply available in Vaikuntha. Right? Why is it so? Yat sankulan haripadanati matra drishtair vaidhurya marakata hema mayair vimanair esham bruhat kati tatasmita shobhi mukhya krishnatmanam na raja adadhurusmayadir. So their focus, yat sankulan haripadanati matra drishtair, their focus or consciousness is completely absorbed in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Hari. Vaidhurya marakata hema mayair vimanai, although they are traveling in such an opulent airplane which is bedecked with jewels like vaidhurya marakata, made of gold, hema mayair vimanai esham bruhat katitata smita shobhimukya, and they are along with the consorts who are so beautiful in their feminine features and beautiful faces, right? Still they are not at all distracted because Krishnatmanam, because their minds are totally absorbed in Krishna, na raja adadhurutsmayadir. They are not at all passionate, right? Passionate desires for sense gratification would not enter their minds because they are Krishnatmanam and Haripadayati matra drishtair, right? Simply absorbed in Haripada. So this is about the men of Vaikuntha and about women of Vaikuntha. Sri Rupani Kwanaiti Charanaravindam Liram Bhujena Harisadmani Mukta Dosha. So there are so many Lakshmis, right? Lakshmis, there is one Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, who is the consort of Vishnu. And there are other Lakshmis, other women of Vaikuntha, they are also called Lakshmis, but they are the consorts of Vishnu Dutas, the residents of Vaikuntha planets. So they are there, they are doing jhadu, right? Of the sparklingly clean floors of Vaikuntha, all these ladies are brooming, right? Leelambujena harisadmani mukta dosha samlakshate sphatika kudya upeta hemni sammarjativa yadanugrahanena yatnaha. They are endeavoring to get a merciful glance of Lord Vishnu, and then they are doing this menial service voluntarily, although there is no necessity to do those services, right? And about the consciousness of the birds in Vaikuntha is that harikatham eva gayamane, when the bhrangadhipe, when the bumblebee enters and then speaks something that resembles Krishna katha, then all the other beautiful birds which can make beautiful sounds, right, they allow it. Okay, you glorify Hari, right? We will take a low profile, we will not disturb your harikatha, you sing bhrangadhipe harikatham eva gayamane. Then mandara kunda kuro botvala champakarana. So this says all the beautiful plants of Vaikuntha, right, with their beautiful flowers and then leaves of different shapes, they also have absolutely no envy. They allow Tulsi Maharani, okay, you go and serve the Supreme Lord because you have done so many austerities. Gandherchite tulasika bharanena tasya yasmim stapa sumanaso bahumanayanti. So Lord likes your austerity so much. So you deserve to serve personally. We'll take a low profile. We'll be in the back seat. You go. So, like that, the beautiful residents of Vaikuntha have no envy, have no desire for sense gratification. Their only focus is to serve Krishna, right? Without any material desires. And what is the context in which this whole description is given? All the demigods are bewildered and confused by the darkness and calamities in the universe because of the presence of these two demons in the womb of Diti. And with that problem, they approached Brahmaji, and Brahmaji is speaking all this. Where is the relevance? Right? Why are you giving the description of Vaikuntha? We asked you what is the solution for our problem, but why are you giving the description of this Vaikuntha? Who asked this? They never questioned like that. Because they know. Etad hi atura chittana matra sparshe chayamahu bhavasindhu plavo drashtu haricharyana varnanam. So, in this material world, everyone is filled with unlimited anxieties. Right? But the only solution to the anxieties is a description of the glories of Supreme Lord, His abode, His devotees, right? His kingdom, His consort. So, like that. So, first, Brahmaji is giving some Krishna Katha. They approached with some problem, right? He is not giving a solution. He is just giving them Krishna Katha. Two chapters of pure Krishna Katha he makes them here. And at the end he says, I don't have a solution for this problem. Right? Vishnu has to come down and he has to solve your problem. Right? You wait till that time. Right? Just you heard the description of Vaikuntha and the residents there, Vaimanika, etc. Two chapters, I just glorified Krishna Katha. Then he will come and solve the problem. I have no solution. It's beyond my control. Like that. So, several episodes in Bhagavatam give us this message that Krishna Katha is the solution to all problems. Right? So, Brahmaji is personally the supreme living entity in this whole material world. He is giving this solution. Asyesha sanklesha samam vidhatte gunanuvada sravanam murare. So, asyesha sanklesha samam vidhatte, unlimited material miseries can be solved completely by gunanuvada sravanam murare, by hearing the glories of Murari, right? The killer of Mura demon. Kimva punasta charanaravinda paraga seva ratiratma labdha. Then, if hearing about the Supreme Lord gives so much pleasure like this, right? So much solace and pacification to a living entity like this, what to speak of service? Service is one step ahead of Saravanam also. Many times somebody may complain, I am not getting to hear, right? I am given this service. No, service is one step ahead of Saravanam also, right? So, asyesha sankilesha samam vidhatte. So, this is the solution that Brahmaji is personally giving in this context. So, till 25th verse of this chapter, till yesterday's verse, so Brahmaji completed the description of Vaikuntha planets like this. And in this verse, 26th verse, he is revealing the entry of four Kumaras. So, four Kumaras, thus the four Kumaras entered into the spiritual world. And when they came, they have not yet entered the gate. Okay, they are just close to the gate only of Vaikuntha, main gate of Vaikuntha. They achieved unprecedented happiness. Right? They found spiritual sky illuminated by highly decorated airplanes, piloted by best devotees, predominated by Supreme Lord. Right? So Divyam Vichitra Vibhudhagriya Vimana Sochihi. So Vaikuntha is decorated with all these beautiful airplanes, which are presided by his devotees who are absorbed in Krishna Katha. So this whole atmosphere gave such happiness in the hearts of these four Kumaras. Unprecedented happiness, which they have not experienced earlier. Right? So now here onwards, four Kumaras' entry is described. So yesterday when Gauram Prabhu was speaking that four Kumaras, when they enter, they see Jai Vijaya, they block, right, the path of these four Kumaras. So Prabhupada writes in one of these purports that when children, so four Kumaras are like small children, 5-year-old children, naked, right, they are dressed in 4 directions or 10 directions, right, they don't wear anything. So they just go. When children just enter somewhere, if someone stops them, right, they feel offended, right, it's my right to enter anywhere and everywhere. How can you stop me? They start crying, right? That is the nature of kids. But these kids don't cry, they curse. Right? These four Kumaras cursed Jay and Vijay. Right? That is the description in the next chapter. Now, yesterday what Prabhuji was saying was, Jaya and Vijay were standing at the door of Vaikuntha with not much activity to do. Right? So, doorkeeper means he has to protect Vaikuntha. What? They will protect Vaikuntha. They are Vishnu Dutas only. Vishnu is already protecting, but in one sense, it's redundant to keep two doorkeepers. And in one of the purports, Chakravartipad also says that all the gates in Vaikuntha are just merely decorations, right? There is no need to have any gates, right? Gate is made only when there is a fear of an enemy. In Vaikuntha, where is the question of enemy, right? Gates are just decorations, like that, all gates. All the Dwarapalas are just standing there, right, without much activity to do. So in spite of not engaging them in some significant or substantial service, they are continuing to stand there. That shows their alignment to the will of the Lord of Vaikuntha. Second, when four Kumaras cursed these for Jaya and Vijaya, they have to go down to these earthly planets and become demons like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupala, Dantavakra, and they will be condemned for the rest of eternity. And as Prabhuji said, they will be like the best negative examples what not to do in one's life, right? So this shows the surrender to the will of the Lord. So I was remembering another episode in Bhagavatam which has a similar theme. It is Chitraketu. So Chitraketu was a great devotee of the Lord, and he was made the king of Vidyadhara planet, and he is also traveling in airplane. And then he is surrounded by so many Vidyadhara women, right? And while traveling in the airplane, surrounded by so many beautiful women, what he was doing is glorifying Krishna, right? He was constantly glorifying Krishna. So like that, he was traveling everywhere, and then he approached a place where Shiva was sitting with his wife on his lap in an assembly of so many sages, right? So this Chitraketu, he saw, and then he was worried. Hare, Shiva is such an exalted personality, right? He is Loka Guru. He is Dharmam Bhakta. He is the speaker of religion. He is like a guru of the entire universe, right? He is Shariranam Aste Mukhyaha. He is the chief of all living entities, right? He is so glorious. If he does like this, right, sitting with Parvati in the midst of assembly of devotees and with his wife on his lap, so it doesn't set a very good example, right? He was worried about it. Then he gave a feedback to Shiva. Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari ki jai. Then Parvati became offended, and then she cursed, right? Who are you to correct us? Are you the appointed person to criticize shameless people like us? What do you think of yourself? So I curse you to become a demon. She says like that. Yes, galti ho gaya. So I just gave some feedback. But rakshas banayega uske liye. Do I have to become a demon? So he didn't argue like that. Chitraketu, although he was cursed to become a demon, the king of Vidyadhara planets, the person who has personally seen Sankarshan in 1 week by chanting the mantra given by Narayana, right? Who is constantly glorifying Krishna even while traveling in airplane with Vidyadhara woman, in that circumstances also he is constantly glorifying Krishna. So just because he spoke a few words, right, with a proper intention, right, with a right intent, only to, and without absolutely any malice towards Shiva, he spoke like that, and he was cursed to become a demon, right? So in that context, Prabhupada gives so many lessons, and especially Shiva. Shiva glorifies the nature of devotees. Did you see Parvati? You are beautiful, but the devotee's character is more beautiful than you. Right? See the beauty of the character of Chitraketu. You cursed him for an insignificant mistake. Right? He did a small mistake, and you gave very disproportionate punishment to become a demon. Right? So But he was not offended. He coolly got down from his airplane, offered his obeisances, and just expressed, "My dear mother, I never meant anything negative. I never meant anything wrong. But whatever you think is wrong, let that be wrong, and may I be forgiven for that." Right? You thought that I was wrong. I accept it as wrong. But although I didn't intend anything wrong, I accept your thought as final, but please forgive me for it. He said that, and he addressed you as mother. Right? And he just left. He did not retaliate at all. And he left. So our Shiva appreciates Chitraketu so much. Right? And in that context only, Prabhupada gives so many brilliant lessons that the nature of material world is very miserable. Right? So whatever you do, there are some difficulties here and there. Right? One has to just tolerate and proceed. So all these Bhagavatam examples are giving us this beautiful message that there could be difficulties, insults, calamities, mistreatment, right? Disproportionate punishments, disrespect, neglect. So many things will be there. But situations are very uncomfortable. Still, one should not lose his focus on the service of the Supreme Lord and take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Although Supreme Lord himself deals with you in an inappropriate way, one cannot lose faith on him. So that is the ultimate surrender of a pure devotee, like Chitraketu or Jaya, Vijaya, like that. So just because Lord is, I am such a devotee and why this is happening to me, a pure devotee does not question like that. That's why he is pure devotee, right? If someone is dealt in an unjust way, his natural tendency is to retaliate and then seek justice. Once Govind Prabhu said, if you seek justice, you will lose shelter. Right? So all these devotees, if they have to seek justice, all justice is on their side. I did some small mistake, why are you giving such a disproportionate punishment? Right? They could have questioned, but they never questioned. They tolerated it and proceeded in his devotional service, in their devotional service. Right? Kunti Maharani, what mistake she has done? How many calamities are there in her life? Right? But she was only appreciating the mercy that Krishna gave her in the midst of all those calamities. She was not complaining. Hey, I am worshipping you so much and you are giving me so many miseries like this. Okay, do I deserve all that? She never questioned like that. She says, give me more miseries. Right? That allows me to access your mercy more. Vipada Shantuta Sasvatatra Tatra Jagadguru. Bhavato darshanam yasyat, apunar bhava darshanam. So calamities are giving me your darshan so that I don't have to take darshan of this material world again. So that's calamities are very good for me. So please give me all those calamities. Like that. So although it's beyond our capacity to pray for calamities, but we can just endeavor to develop some positive attitude in the midst of calamities which will inevitably come. We may not desire calamities like Kunti Maharani, right? But whatever calamities are coming on us on their own accord, so we can gratefully accept them and take shelter of Krishna, like that. And Brahmaji gives this popular formula: Tatena kampam sa samikshamanam bhunjana eva atmakritam vipakam. So whatever mistreatment is happening to me, that is only a result of my past misdeeds, right? I deserve more punishment. I deserve more misery. But Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, is giving me only a token punishment. That is the consciousness of a devotee. Tatyanukampam sasamikshamano bhunjana eva atmakritam vipakam hridvag vapurbhir vidadhan namaste. With his heart, with his voice, with his power of speech, with his body, means with all his activities, he offers obeisances in front of Krishna only in the midst of all those calamities. Such person is qualified for liberation. Jive pade, jive tayo, mukti pade sadaya bhag. He is qualified person to inherit the property of mukti. Right? So, the only solution is tolerate and proceed. tolerate or terminate. These are the two options one may have, right? So when one's ability to tolerate just goes beyond the threshold, he would like to terminate. But termination is not recommended. Okay, termination is not the theme that is exemplified by all these examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. But tolerate and proceed is the right attitude exhibited by all these devotees. Matras parshyastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukkhada agama apayinu anitya tam stitikshasva bharata. So all these calamities in this world, they come and they go. Just like seasons come and go. So seasons are coming. Now monsoon is going on. Earlier there was summer. Before that there was winter. So we are tolerating all that. We are making all arrangements to tolerate that. When summer comes, right? So we have the coolers or fans on, right? When winter comes, we have sweaters and shawls and jerkins, they are on, right? When this monsoon comes, we have umbrellas and raincoats on, right? So when we have such organized external arrangements to tolerate the calamities of seasons, why can't we organize our mind and intelligence to tolerate the calamities that inflict upon our false ego and our internal self, right? So if we tolerate the external calamities, we should also tolerate the internal calamities also. That is also very important, right? So the conclusion is that there is always a scope to see some positivity or hope in any negative circumstance. So here these four Kumaras are being cursed by the sages, and Lord personally is approving it. In the next chapter you will see, I approve the curse, you go, become demons. Right, why? Because Lord wants to have some fighting pleasure. Right, whom he will fight in Vaikuntha? All are his devotees only. And the whole ambience and the mood and the physical appearance of their devotees there in Vaikuntha also doesn't allow him to have a fight. He has to come to material world. And who can give him a better fight, good fight, right, that can satisfy his yuddha kanduti? Only his devotees can give. So Krishna killed Kamsa, then Anaghasur, Denukasur, Bakasur, this asur, that asur, so many asur, Vyomasur, so many demons he was killing daily in Vrindavan. But Krishna was never satisfied, right? I have killed so many demons, but I didn't get any fighting pleasure. So the Virya Rasa I could not enjoy, right? Then when he came to Dwarka, that Shamantakamani episode, he went to Jambavan in that cave, and then he fought with Jambavan for 28 days. Till that time, Jambavan could not understand, this is my Lord Ram only. Till that time, Jambavan was in illusion. By the will of the Lord, Jambavan could not understand that this Krishna is Ram only, and then he was ignorantly fighting for 28 days continuously with Krishna. So when was that revealed to him? With his fighting service, when Jambavan could completely satisfy Krishna in 28 days, then the fact was revealed to him. Oh, now you are my Ram only, right? I am the person who has the track record of, circumambulating this entire cosmic manifestation for three times when Lord became Trivikram. No ordinary human being can defeat me, right? 28 seconds also, no warrior can stand in front of me. 28 days, right? You are fighting with me, okay? And I am getting exhausted and you are like intact. You must be Ramchandra. So when Jambavan satisfied the Supreme Lord with his fighting attitude, Lord became satisfied, right? No other person could be satisfied. So even to satisfy the Lord in fighting also, that person has to be a devotee only. Right, whether Ravana or Kumbhakarna, whoever, they are all devotees, Jaya and Vijaya. That's why they could give that good fight to Ram. So Lord enjoyed that. So that is one thing. But as I say often, Lord, whenever he comes down, he solves a multi-constrained optimization problem. Right, so many constraints. When Lord comes, he has unlimited purposes to fulfill. Right, so one is his fighting thing, and other to please his devotees with his personal presence, to satisfy the desires of demigods and Bhumi Devi. So these are different activities of the Lord. desires of the Lord. Lord is a person, he has desires. So to satisfy his desires, he will use his devotees the way he wants. So whatever Lord may be doing in his pastimes, in his dealings with his devotees, he is ultimately to glorify the devotees only. Right? How can Lord deal with them so inappropriately? Right? How can he make his most loyal doorkeepers as demons and fight with them and kill them 3 times consecutively in 3 lives? Right? How could the Lord utilize them? Only to glorify them. Simple. Just like the devotee is so eager to glorify Krishna, Krishna is even more eager to glorify his devotees. And the best way of glorifying his devotees is putting them in some unimaginable tribulations and digging out, right, revealing their glorious consciousness to the entire creation. See my devotee, right, Pandavas or Lakshman or Bharat. So all of them, in spite of putting them in such great tribulations, they never lost faith in me. They never gave up devotional service to me. I want to reveal that. I want to reveal the treasure of their tolerance, treasure of their glorious Vaishnava qualities, treasure of their dedication towards my devotional service. So Krishna wanted to reveal all that. That's why he puts devotees in such unprecedented, tribulating circumstances, right? So when a devotee is undergoing some suffering, it is not equivalent to some material suffering of ordinary living entity who may be just reaping his results of his past karma, misdeeds. It is not like that. But the devotee who is in proper consciousness, he thinks his sufferings only as his past karma, right? Because of my past misdeeds, right, I am suffering like this. Devotee thinks like that, but it's not necessarily so. He may think like that, but it is not the actual case. Okay, but from Krishna's perspective, Krishna wants to glorify the devotee. That's why he's undergoing so many such tribulations. Like that, when Parikshit Maharaj also, when he was cursed to die in 7 days for an insignificant mistake, so he was repenting and he was not only expecting some calamity, he was desiring calamity. So I did some mistake, so some punishment is going to come to me. That is natural to expect, right? But he was not just expecting, he was desiring. I want some calamity. Let the wrath of that Brahmana burn me, right? Punish me, right? I'm desiring that calamity so that my descendants don't suffer. So like that. So when some difficulty is about to come, okay, are expected, so devotee never retaliates. So the tendency of any person is to run away from a difficulty, but devotee's tendency is to invite that difficulty so that he can take shelter of Krishna more seriously, with more vigor, right? With intensified desperation, he can take shelter of Krishna, and whatever kick the devotee wants. And Lord relishes that. He is so desperate. He is completely helpless. So in that situation, he is totally remembering me. He is totally taking shelter of me. I like that. And devotee is absorbed in that. And Lord relishes that so much. So that's what is happening when a devotee is put into some difficulties. So we need to understand the context and the mood of the Lord in allowing this to happen. He allowed 4 Kumaras to enter the Vaikuntha planets and curse his own devotees only to have his pleasure pastimes, only to reveal the glory of these devotees who just align themselves with the will of the Lord and just act with all attention and dedication, right, to fulfill the desires of the Lord. So in the midst of all the calamities, as we earlier discussed, it is the only solace that we get in the midst of all calamities. One thing is accepting the will of the Lord is one thing, right? And allowing us to, allowing ourselves to undergo that difficulty, that is one aspect. But in the midst of all those difficulties, what the devotee is going to do is taking shelter of Krishna Katha, right? Remembering the glories of the Lord, speaking the glories of the Lord, hearing the glories of the Lord. So it's all connected with their consciousness of dedicating their self to the glories of the Lord. ರೈಟ್. ಇತಿ ನಂದಾದಯೋ ಗೋಪ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಮ ಕಥಾಮುದ ಕುರ್ವಂತೋ ರಮಮಾಣಸ್ಯ ನಾವಿಂದಂ ಭವೇದನಂ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಕ್ಯಾಲಾಮಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಗೋಕುಲ್, ರೈಟ್. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್, ಬಟ್ ನಂದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಗೋಪಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ದೇ ನೆವರ್ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ದೋಸ್ ಭವವೇದನ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕುರ್ವಂತೋ ರಮಮಾಣಸ್ಯ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಮ ಕಥಾಮುದ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ರಾಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ರೈಟ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿ ಅನ್ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್? ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಿಸರಿ, ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಫೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್ ಈವನ್ ದ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ರೈಟ್. ಲೆಟ್ ದ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟೀಸ್ ಕಮ್. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲ್ಯಾನ್ ಟು ಪುಟ್ ಮೈ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಮೀ ಆರ್ ಡೂ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲ್ಯಾನ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಏನೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ, ರೈಟ್. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಕ್ಯಾಲಾಮಿಟೀಸ್ ಮೇ ಕಮ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಯು, ರೈಟ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಾದರ್ಡ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯು, ರೈಟ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್, ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ನೇಮ್, ಇನ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೋ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆನ್ ಮೀ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಐ ಕುಡ್ ಟಾಲರೇಟ್ ದಮ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೋಕಸ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ, ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ.